Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. As you know, I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle. And today we're going to be having a conversation that I often have with my coaching clients. And I don't even think they realize that this is what they're wrestling with. God in pain, God in abuse. How do we reconcile the two? A survivor struggles to bring these two irreconcilable realities together. God and abuse. If God is good, then why did this not so good thing happen to me? And this is a question that we ponder when the pain of what happened feels so far from anything that was good. We can actually envision a world where there's pain and suffering without God, right? Because that makes sense. The devil, Satan, yeah. Great. We can totally see pain and suffering because he doesn't want us to have anything good. But how do we live in a world with a good God and pain and suffering? That's what we'll be discussing in today's episode. More than anything, I just want to open up the conversation around the questions so many of my coaching clients are working through. And really that just people who are hurting, right? Asking this question. And I didn't even realize that this is something that I was also reconciling through as well. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Pray for God to change your heart. Read your Bible more. God wouldn't give you more than you can handle. Maybe this is all just a blessing in disguise. Saying phrases like this often puts a survivor further into survival mode. Now, I'm not naive to believe that those statements can be true, some of them. Do we probably need to read our Bibles? Yes. Will we look back one day and maybe be able to really see how some of the things were a blessing in the kindness of God on our hand? Yes. But in those moments of pain and suffering, are not times that we tell people what to do with their pain. I'm writing a biblical study and speaking at an event actually on this topic. And if you're looking for biblical studies or just a community around managing the mental stresses of life through the working of God's love, visit us in the Patreon member community at patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle, where we just have conversations like this. But those of us, like myself, who know survival well, we're not wrestling with prayer or reading or any of things that build our relationship with God. There's a difference, building, okay? We're wrestling with the very nature of who God is. It's why these phrases are hard to grasp, because they don't feel very meaningful. Our answer to their question shouldn't just be, you know, a quick response telling them how good God is in the midst of their awful, painful experience. That's not what they're trying to reconcile. And so we are trying to help them see the love of God without telling them how good God is, because they're reconciling pain and God. They're trying to figure out, if God is so good, then why am I going through this very painful thing? More than anything, we just need to let somebody tell their story without the intent to try to fix them. Most of the women that I coach and I counsel, they want their stories to be heard by somebody who will listen. I once wrote a post about not blaming God for what people do, because I know how easy it is to combine the two. See, when our relationship with people becomes rocky, we question the pain, which causes us to what? Question God. Why pain with a supposedly good God? As image bearers of Christ, we are a reflection of him, but we are not as perfect as he is in our humanness. We are perfect and blameless in our spirit, but our physical bodies live and exist in a broken world where pain exists. The hope we know that angers our soul is that God doesn't take our pain and hurt us more. He's a pain taker. He's not a pain keeper. He's not a pain abuser. He came to free us from the pain that we feel. He doesn't want us chained to it. The thing about God is that God cannot lie. It's in Numbers 23:19, and his word does not return void, Isaiah 55:11. So in this, we can trust God in his promises, that God's word will correct us, it convict us, guide us, but it will never condemn us. So when we're going through something and we're like, okay, God, why am I in so much pain if you're so good? We need to sometimes slow down too and ask ourselves this question. And this has helped me. Okay, I'm saying this because it's helped me and a lot of the women that I coach, is that, is this God, meaning bearing the fruit of the Spirit, or is this a result of the brokenness of the world? This is never an excuse for behavior, and I'm not saying it is ever. It just helps us reset what our gaze is set upon. We need to say, are we blaming God for what people are doing? Now let's go this a little bit further. And I cannot possibly cover all of this in this short podcast. So I'm really, again, just trying to open up the conversation to normalize the topic of, you know, again, a lot of the women I'm coaching, they it's that question of like, God, why? They're angry at God. And maybe you feel angry at God too. And I think that's truly a normal process coming from pain and suffering. And then we kind of come back and we have to really get that pure view of God's character and nature. So going back to the question of God is so good, then why do his people suffer and experience pain? I think a rephrase of this question is, why is there suffering and pain at all? Where did it come from? Why do we experience it? Did God create pain? Does he want us to suffer? And I think this question takes us back to the beginning in Genesis with Adam. And to just kind of simplify this is that sin entered the world when the fall happened, but sin also brought death and decay. So that means that when this happened, all that was perfect and good was no more, while pain and suffering began. We see fear, we see shame, we see blame, all of that in the beginning. But God did not take part in the pain or the suffering, and God did not choose suffering for us. Hell was not meant for God's people. Hell is not meant for his image bearers. It was meant for the devil and his angels, as we see in Matthew 25:41, where it says, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God's love requires choice, and it requires us to choose him. And if his love didn't require choice, then it wouldn't be his love. And this is why we spend our time trying to reconcile the two. Our bodies store our pain and trauma as we relate to how people treat us in this world, while also knowing and receiving love from a perfect, infinite, boundless God who, believe it or not, is pleased with us. Like, think about that for a moment, how hard it is for us to reconcile the two, but also keep those two perspectives separate. And then look at how we find healing when we know the true character of God. So we wouldn't go like to a doctor if that doctor is making us sick. So we are not going to go to God if we believe that God is making us sick. If we believe that God is giving us pain, we're not going to go to him. I don't blame you. I wouldn't go either. And when I used to believe that the kind of nature and character of God was, is everything I was going through was a lesson for me. Like everything in my life that was happening, good or bad, it was all God's fault. And I had a hard time separating what is God's real character and nature versus what is the result of this fallen world? And then I started to learn that some of the things I put myself through, some of the choices and decisions come with consequences. And then I also understood that, okay, this is not any kind of bearing fruit of God's character and nature. So this probably is the enemy. So today, I want us to think about that kind of question as, you know, God in pain and reconciling the two, is that this is a normal process. Can I just say it's a normal process? If you have experienced abuse and suffering, which to a level we all have experienced it, I know there's variations and of abuse, but there's verbal abuse, there's physical abuse, there's spiritual abuse, there's all different kinds and forms of abuse that I think living on this world long enough, at some point we've experienced. And when we don't check in with that, it's easy for us to lump God and people and their choices and the fallen world into God and think that he's the one that's causing it. And this episode really of the podcast, I just want us to be able to see the two different things. Am I blaming God for what people do? And going back to the question of why is there pain and suffering at all? And does God have anything to do with that? Because when sin entered the world, it brought death and decay. And our brains are like, that's too simple. That's not. Then we were like, God, why this and why that? And all things evil came from the beginning, which is why all things were restored with Jesus. And so now we get to learn about the character and nature of God. I say this because there's probably a lot of, I don't want to say big feelings, but just feelings and anger, which rightfully so. Where was God? Why did this happen? I don't get it. But I think sometimes the church culture, the things I talked about earlier, the phrases we say, like God just needed another angel. We don't turn into angels, okay? Like God isn't calling people home that way, these horrible ways. And so we just need to be mindful of how we are teaching and talking about the character of God when people are hurting. Because this is hard for us to reconcile. Since every single day we are confronted with not so nice people and not so nice things happening in our world. So I want us to think about these questions as I wrap this up. Think about if it's people or God. Then I want you to think about how you personally view God and where did you get that perspective? And the last question is, how has the way people treated you impacted the way that you view God? And that's just kind of where I want you to start today. I wanted to open up this conversation. You can join us inside the member community if you want to continue this conversation. But anything, I'm writing biblical studies on anger and stress and anxiety that you can also purchase at jessicahuddle.com/shop. But I just want you to know that you're not alone. And it's normal to work through this process. But I also want you to know that there is hope and God isn't causing this on you because you are an image bearer of his. But most importantly, you're his daughter, you're his child, and above all else, you get to be one with him through Jesus. And again, this is something I just wanted us to bring to light, to open up and have this conversation around, and we can continue this conversation. But just know I'm with you and you're not alone. And if you have any further questions, feel free to reach out to me, but ask yourself, is it God or people? How do I view God? Where did I get that view? And how has the way people treated you impacted the way that you view God?